second hour DDC here on this Tuesday. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and the Sioux. Chase McCabe. Elijah Campbell manning things at the Hillside Medical Game Studios. Chase, what's up?
You know, guys, I'm feeling good. I mean, I'm still riding this high from Dan Patrick speaking my name on his show. So,
you're really fired out. It's the first thing you said to me yesterday.
Like, yeah, I mean, he's really excited. Everybody. Have you told our listening audience? Does everybody know about this? Because I feel like you've told everybody behind the scenes, but have you told?
I mean, I got tweets about it for people that heard it, but I think we have the audio. I think Elijah has
that. We'd like to say hello to our newest affiliate, 94.9 The Fan, Nashville, Tennessee. And you remember the program director, Chase McCabe, Paulie.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, good guy.
You don't want to go drinking with him, though, because he'll put you under the table.
He's a good man. Good man, Chase McCabe. He has us in Nashville, Tennessee, as we inch closer to 400 radio stations around America. Yes, Paulie?
Sounds like a detective show. Chase McCabe.
Chase McCabe.
Like he's going to take you down in like a Corvette.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what's your name, Chase McCabe?
Yeah, there you go.
That was done in a production studio. So that was cool. That was neat. Or was that actually done on?
I feel like we've been out drinking before, Chase. I've never really sensed that this ability to drink everybody under the table.
No. Usually it's me getting drink under the table. So drunk under the table. I don't know.
That's leading by example is what Chase does.
Yeah. Drank under the table? You've been drank under the table? Chase been drank under the table.
Drunk. I don't know. Drinking, whichever.
But that's what you say at 3 in the morning.
Yes.
I just got drank under the table.
I mean, and I think Darren probably more than anyone has witnessed that, you know. So he's seen it in action.
We both have seen the goods.
Yeah, that's true.
segue, getting out of this in a hurry. So real quick, before we get into some Nashville Super big weekend, big race weekend out in Gladeville, we've been asking the listeners. We're getting a ton of responses. So we're going to give away tickets before we get out of here today to the big show at Nissan Stadium. Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett. Or actually, it's Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, then Joan Jett. That'll be on June 30th. So we were just simply asking people. You have to just say one. We don't want a list. If you had to pick the best show you've ever seen and why, I'm putting you on the spot, or maybe you were listening last hour and you've been thinking about it, what would your – because we have been to a lot of shows together.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like, Willie, I can't imagine that Willie and I, the only time we've been to a show together in Pittsburgh, but maybe that's it. But I know we've been to many more than that together, so what would your answer be?
So it's – it's down to two for me,
okay,
but I'm gonna pick one. I'm gonna pick one. This was probably 6, maybe 7 years ago, Bridgestone Arena, Paul McCartney.
Okay.
Fantastic show. He played about 3 hours. He doesn't drink water or anything the entire time, which is amazing. Awesome show. Like that, so that was my answer.
How do you not drink water the entire show?
I don't know.
And why? Why would you do that?
And why? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how he would do that. Billy Joel would have been the other one. Billy Joel was really good. I saw him.
Well, how do you know that? Was there people charting that? Did he mention that?
He never. But that's what somebody had told me before. And then therefore I was paying attention to it. He never picked up a cup the whole time.
Yeah, but they do go. They disappear for a little bit. Can he go back?
He never disappeared. He stayed out there. Yeah.
Wow.
So, but he was fantastic.
That's why he's a knight. Mm-hmm. Sir Paul.
Man.
Knights don't need water.
That's the thing. I've been lucky to see some pretty good shows over the years, like Tom Petty or Billy Joel, Garth. I mean, Garth puts on a hell of a show, but Paul Kaharsky. I've said that name too much lately. Paul McCartney, the Beatle. That's my vote.
Okay. At Bridgestone.
Yep.
Because we've had a Paul McCartney at Bonnaroo.
Yeah, he was there a few years ago.
I'm trying to sip. Sorry, we're getting so many. There was another one I saw quickly. Oh, McCartney. Where was this? In 2002. Doesn't say where. That's from Derek?
2002? Probably could have been
was
Starwood.
That the one, was that the one? Did he play at Starwood?
Oh, he played at Starwood. Because
I saw him. 2002.
Yeah, I mean, that was way before I saw him.
When was the end of Starwood?
2005.
Like 05. Yeah, all right.
The
05.
Last show. The last show I saw there was Hank Williams Jr.
Can you believe that? We're coming up on close to 20 years. We're getting close. 20 years Starwood's been gone.
Yeah, I would say 02 probably. I mean, it could have been Bridgestone, but I would say likely it was Starwood.
Lance said, hands down, Elton John at Bridgestone 2019. We were there.
I never saw.
In fact, Dennis, our general manager, and his wife were there. It was, yeah, that was the first time. And that was it was supposedly that was it. I was like, I've never seen Elton John. I've got to see
him. I would like it to not be it so I can go see him.
Well, I think he's still, I don't think it is it. That's the point. I think you can. He's still touring, isn't he? I think he came back after COVID and he's still touring. So, yeah, I was at that show at Bridgestone in 2019 and it was fantastic. So, Lance, I'm in agreements with you. Okay, let's talk about this big weekend that's coming up, starting Friday night with the truck race, Saturday afternoon with the Xfinity race, and then our cup race, our second ever cup race since 1984 at the Nashville Super Speedway on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. You know, last year there was so much hype because it was the first time in a long time for any of the series. I mean, the what is now known as the Xfinity Series used to be the Busch Series, the Nationwide Series, and then the Truck Series had left the Nashville Super Speedway in 2011. So it was the first time that our market had gotten to see anything in a long time, and it was a fantastic event, you know. And now they get to turn around and do it again, and I think it's going to be exciting because they learned some things. You know, getting people in and out of the racetrack, parking is going to be much easier. They have more parking lots that they have built. They have expedited that process. They've added cooling stations and more concession areas to be able to stay cool because it is obviously June in Nashville and it's going to be hot. But the racing, I was talking to Xfinity driver Justin Allgaier earlier today, doing a bunch of interviews for Chasing Checkers, and we're gonna have some special shows with that. And you know, he was talking about from his driver's seat that was the best racing that he had ever had at that place, and he had raced there previously. And with the resin that they put on the track, it made the racing much better. Which is, you know, you obviously want a good show for the fans. Now Kyle Larson ran away with it in the Cup race, but. I think with this new car that they're bringing, you're not going to see that. So I look for a good show this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get the runaway driver this year like they did last year. I don't think.
No, and I'll tell you the team to watch out for. I'm not going to say driver. I'm going to say team. Trackhouse, which is based here in Nashville. Justin Marks. And, Darren, you know Justin Marks. He's been on with you many times over the years. A race car driver. He co-founded Team Trackhouse with Pitbull. They have won 3 races this year with Ross Chastain taking a couple, and then Daniel Suarez just got his first win in the Cup Series. He'll be driving the Tootsie's car. So I would look for that team because they got a lot of momentum right now, and this is the kind of track where they've done well at. Now, I'm not going to rule out Hendrick or Gibbs or any of those guys, but I really like what the smaller Trackhouse team is doing right now in the Cup Series.
Okay, we'll come back unless you've got suit duties. Do you have a meeting?
No, I'm
about
good.
A meeting or
nope,
good?
Nope.
Okay.
No meetings about meetings.
Okay, let's come back and let's talk a little bit about this season thus far. What if people have, you know, been kind of following it or maybe haven't been, but they want to go because it's here in our market, maybe kind of get a lay of the land in the world of NASCAR. We'll do that on the other side. Also, if you have not heard Deshaun Watson, coming from his attorney, Tony Busby, saying that they have settled all but 4 of the 24 women in the civil lawsuit confidential settlement. So they're down to 4 women left that they have not settled with a confidential settlement is the best way to put it. I'm kind of butchering that right now. But 20 of the 24 women have settled with Deshaun Watson and his group in a confidential settlement. So we'll see if they can get the other four. He does not want this going to court. So we'll see if this thing is about to go away. What is the NFL going to do? We can talk about all that and more with Tim Hasselbeck at high noon. But more of the DDC next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, 106.3 in the Game Nashville app. There you go. That was a part of the show. Don't forget, you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and the suit, Chase McCabe, in the saddle with us. We're asking you the best show you've ever seen and why. You have to narrow it down to one, the best concert you've ever seen. You can text us, you can call in, you can tweet at us. We're getting tons of responses. Keep them coming, 615-737-1025.
What did you guys say?
I have not unveiled mine yet.
Okay.
Because
nor have I.
I've gone to hundreds of shows, and I'm still trying to narrow it down to one, which is hard. But I think I know where I'm going, but I'm not ready to unveil it just yet.
I think I can probably guess the band.
Probably. But you don't know where.
Yeah, I'm thinking it was before my time, probably. If it's the band, I think it is.
Nope, you're probably going down the right road.
Okay.
We are going to give away a pair of tickets to see Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett at Nissan Stadium on June 30th. We are getting people on our text line saying that is indeed the order. So it will be Joan Jett, then Poison, then Def Leppard, then Motley Crue. So there are people verifying that that is the order for the show.
I'm going.
It's an upset.
I'm going, but Def Leppard should close the show, in my opinion.
I don't disagree with that. I'm not pushing back on that.
At this point in time in history, I think they should close the show. Because I have seen all of those bands, except for Joan Jett. I've never seen Joan Jett.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But I think Def Lepp is by far the best of the three. Now. So.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about this weekend at the Nashville Super Speedway. Last year we talked about it. Larson ran away with it. He had an unbelievable season. Didn't he have double-digit wins last year?
Yeah, so, including the All-Star race. So I think 11 total.
For people who haven't been paying attention, how is he doing this year?
Been a different year for him. I mean, he's still good. Like he's won a race, but that's it. it's been a different year because you've had this new car, and so for a while, I mean, we were getting a different winner every week, and now you've had some guys that have gotten a couple. So Ross Chastain has two, Joey Logano has two, William Byron has two, Denny Hamlin now has two, but for Larson, he has definitely fallen off. It's been different from what you saw last year. He's, if you look at the playoff points, he's seventh in the points right now with a win, six top fives, which is, you know, not awful, eight top tens, but he's only had the two stage wins, and with stage racing and how important that is now, he's not getting those stage points. So that has hurt him. Now as they get into the summer, they're going to a lot of tracks he's been very good at. He could certainly pick it up. But, you know, Chase Elliott's been the most consistent, and Vegas just made him the odds-on favorite to win the championship. So and he's only got one win, but he's got 10 top tens and has been very, very consistent with stage points. So that's why he's been able to and only one DNF, whereas Larson's had four. So that certainly hurts.
Mm. Really, really sad news coming out of the basketball world. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but it's starting to break all over Twitter. Former Purdue basketball star and NBA player Caleb Swanigan has died at age 25.
Oh, man.
Purdue has confirmed that. And they put out the world has lost a gentle soul last night. Wow. Word getting out, Caleb Swanigan. I haven't seen if they know what happened, but we'll continue looking into that. How big was the win by Suarez to get a
huge
win this year?
Huge. First Mexican-born driver to win a NASCAR Cup Series race. He is if you've never talked to him, you wouldn't know this, but I mean he's a really nice guy. He is everybody calls him amigo, which obviously means friend. He is just very, very laid back and fun to be around, great personality. And, you know, he won a championship in the Xfinity Series. First Mexican-born driver to win a championship in the top three series. He's very talented, but had to be rushed into the Cup Series because Carl Edwards retired from Job Gibbs Racing. So he was put into that car well before he was ready and just has struggled and had to catch up to things. And he lost a few rides, got linked up with Justin Marks and Trackhouse. And he and Pitbull wanted to hire Daniel, and he was their first driver. Came close a couple times last year, and has been consistent this year. And so it was a really cool story to see him not only win, but win in the fashion in which he did. I mean, he was in contention all day, and those cars have been very, very strong. So I think it was such a cool story for NASCAR, and we've seen several first-time winners this year, which I think is a good thing for the sport.
How are they doing since this is year two? And remember, we've had people come on here and say, look, if you want this to stick around, you're going to have to support it. So is this market – look, anytime it's a fur, you know, it's back and it's the first year, you expect a sellout. You would expect it to be big, especially kind of coming off the heels of COVID. But now that we're settled in, we're kind of used to getting back – into the swing of things and going to events. How is year two shaping up ticket sales wise?
Yeah. I mean, there are some tickets available for Sunday, which I, you know, as you mentioned, the first year that wasn't the case when we got to this point. I think that, you know, they did have to have some growing pains. That's just going to come with anything you do for the first time or for the first time in a long time. And so getting the parking situation, the traffic situation figured out, and from talking to Eric Moses and other people there and seeing the plans and that they have released and made public, it feels like that they have done that. They've addressed that in a very, very big way. They've addressed, you know, having more water and having more areas in which you can get water, and how you can stay hydrated on a hot day. So those are things that I know people pay attention to, that I believe they've addressed. But you know, I still think it's going to be a good crowd. I'm not worried about, you know, we've seen, you know, other tracks that have had, you know, less than half the stands filled. That's not going to be the case. I think it's going to be a really good crowd. And there's still a few days left, you know, for them to sell more tickets. So I'm very, very optimistic about that and the crowd that they're going to have on Sunday and how they're going to get people in and out. So I think it'll be good.
Is Willie around or no?
He's here.
Okay.
I think he's just listening. I don't know what he's doing.
I'm listening in.
Okay.
You don't want to talk the racing?
I have nothing to add.
You have the PA announcer sitting right here.
You're the man.
He's the source.
I am
the
source.
Capital T, capital S.
I am. And Darren, did you know that I made my wrestling ring announcer debut last night?
No.
I did. Out at the fairgrounds, Impact Wrestling. Got to go be a part of their television tapings, and I was the ring announcer for the first match. So it was pretty cool. First time doing that. First time walking that aisle and stepping into the ring. So that was kind of a dream come true.
Wow. Very nice.
Robbie tweeted out last night after the day I had with doing that and Dan Patrick that I'll probably be hosting SNL by the weekend. Have not gotten that call yet, and I'm busy this weekend, so I don't know if I can.
Well, if it does happen, could you break it on this show? That would be nice.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Of course I would do that.
They've made a lot of you talked about because last year I think a little bit of the confusion there was like, you know, you had the state police out there, you had Wilson County Police, you had Rutherford County Police. I know there was a lot of confusion on who, you know, seems like different rules. It'd be like having, you know, three different tournament rules in one tournament. It was
right.
Like, you know, it was a lot of confusion with that. I know they've changed that. What about if it's going to be a really, really hot weekend? People, what can they bring? What can they not bring? Let's go over some of those particulars.
Yeah, and that's important because that was another area that they addressed by, you know, having more points of sale for concessions. They're going to have those cool tents, cooling areas, misting stations. That's what I'm looking for. That you can go and stay cool. that I think is, you know, a very, very important thing to have, because, you know, you're sitting there on those metal seats and out in the sun. But they released last week how you can stay cool. They're going to have additional shade tents located behind the grandstands. 6 misting tents will be available. They're going to have free cooling towels available at the admission gates, free water filling stations and water fountains, 4 on the upper concourse, 2 on the lower concourse. Insulated bottles and containers, you're allowed to bring those in, maximum of 64 ounces, and they have to be empty upon coming in there, and then you can fill it up. You can bring your own water, must be sealed upon arrival, and then they'll have $4 bottle water available for purchase if you don't do that. So you can bring a clear bag or a backpack that is no larger than 18 by 18 by 14 with no loose ice. So not a full-on cooler, but you can bring that in and have your water and everything in there. So they've changed some of those things to, you know, make it easier so you can stay cool, because we know it's been a little warm lately.
No doubt. Caleb on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says the rear tire changer for Suarez is from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm sure there's probably a lot of cool stories like that out there.
Yeah, and I'll give you a couple. So I'm going to interview Josh Berry here in a little bit. Josh Berry is from Hendersonville, just like our buddy Joseph Newgarden. He was a short track racer driving for Dale Jr. Dale Jr. cut his teeth coming up through the short track racing ranks. And so he fielded a car for Josh, and Josh ran, you know, the fairgrounds and through North Carolina and a lot of those short tracks, won a national championship. And so as a kind of a thank you and a reward for that, Dale gave him a handful of races in the Xfinity Series last year. And what did he do? He went out and won. And so that led to him becoming, you know, a fan favorite, because he's such a great guy, really, really down to earth. And now he's full-time in the Xfinity Series. He's won twice already this year for Junior Motorsports, driving the 8 car. So he's going to – that's going to be a guy that a lot of people are going to be watching Saturday. Because he's the hometown boy. Clay Greenfield, who is I know you've talked to over the years, running the truck race. He's from this area. So there's always some Middle Tennessee connections, and I think that's awesome.
Wes in Clarksville says on our text line, I know you guys are talking about the Super Speedway, but what's the latest on the Fairground Speedway? NASCAR should move their All-Star race to the Fairgrounds. That would be awesome.
So there isn't really much of an update yet on that. I do wonder if...
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's an expected thing, because nothing moves fast through government. That's how it is. And, you know, there's obviously the fair board and the council and a lot of those entities involved. And, you know, just to kind of bring it together, Speedway Motorsports, which is Marcus Bruton Smith, they purchased the Nashville Super Speedway. And so the plan would be that the fairgrounds... they are the company that wanted to fix up the fairgrounds and run the fairgrounds. So they'd all be in the same family, which I think is a good thing. I totally agree that the All-Star race, that should be the first event that they have. And you could do almost a speed weeks in Nashville if you wanted to, of move things around where they're closer together, and you do the All-Star race at the fairgrounds and the cup race out at the Super Speedway. I think that would be fantastic. You bring the banquet here. Like they've done with the burnouts on Broadway. So I'm totally on board with that. I love both tracks. It's different kinds of racing. You can get different fans at both tracks. So I think there's a place for both of it. And I've talked to a ton of drivers about it, and they're all for it, because it gives them two very distinctive tracks that they can have on the schedule. NASCAR did say they hope to have the 2023 schedule out by the end of the summer, so sometime in August. And that there is a plan to add one new big event to that schedule, which could potentially be a street race in Chicago. So we know something about street racing. And I lobbied Steve O'Donnell, who puts all that together. I lobbied him in November when I was in Phoenix. I said, well, you know, we did a pretty good job with a street course. And he just laughed and he said, you want 3 races in Nashville? I said, why not? We can do it. We can totally pull it off.
I've got one for you. I want to say The year, as we wrap this up, the year was 1995. You might want to check on that. I was in a wedding. My college roommate, who was from Pittsburgh, and he had his reception at the Allegheny Club in Three River Stadium. I think it was 1995. And we had an awesome wedding reception there. It was cool. They were setting up for a big concert at Three River Stadium in 1995. Any idea where I'm going with this?
95.
I think it was 95. I feel pretty good about that.
Garth?
Nope. You're close, by the way, with the first letter. You're on it.
Guns N' Roses?
Nope.
G.
Genesis.
Ooh, good. That's a good one. Nice pull. No. Grateful Dead. The reason I'm telling you is the next show was Pittsburgh Three Rivers. Jerry Garcia died before that. They never had that show.
Wow.
They were building the stage. They were doing everything while we were there, because I was like, what's going on there? Like, Grateful Dead is playing here, you know, in two nights or whatever the time frame was. And it was like, oh, wow. And they're like, yeah, it's sold out. It's crazy. And Jerry Garcia died before that show ever happened. So, yeah, I'll always remember. I'm pretty sure that was 95. But, yeah. That doesn't fall into this category, but it was just a fun story
I remember. Yeah, that is an interesting one because I forgot he had died around that time.
Yep. All right. Good stuff. Hey, thanks for popping in here. And if you do host SNL, let us know.
I will. Thank you very much.
Okay. The Suit, Chase McCabe, on the way out. Tim Hasselbeck coming up at high noon. Plus, we've got those tickets to give away, too, before we get out of here. More DDC next. Well, thank you, Eli. We just talked racing with The Suit, and this is going to be your home all weekend. ESPN 102.5 The Game and 106.3, home for NASCAR. Friday night, the Rackley Roofing 200 race on these airwaves begins at 6:30. Saturday afternoon, the Tennessee Lottery 250. That's the Xfinity race. That's at 2 o'clock on these airwaves. And then Sunday will be the Cup race, which is the Ally 400. And that will begin at 3 p.m. So keep that in mind all weekend long, all the action out at Nashville Super Speed will be on these airwaves. Also, Chase will have Chasing Checkers. That will be at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning to get you ready for the race weekend. And all that coverage is brought to you by Backyard Blues Pools, Tootsie's Infield Club, Nashville Super Speedway, and the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. Back here on the DDC, Tim Hasselbeck coming up at high noon. We just said Deshaun Watson has settled with 20 of the 24 women in a confidential settlement. 4 to go. He doesn't want this to go to court. It's pretty easy. He signed the richest contract in NFL history. So pretty easy to up the ante on hush money for them to be quiet and go away. So what all does this mean, Willie? What do you think? And when is the league going to react to this?
Well, I'm looking. This is a huge story that is taking over all the people that cover the NFL right now. Remember, Deshaun Watson addressed the media for the second time since he's been on the Browns last week. And the question that keeps coming up is this. First of all, you're right. There's still four other cases that are pending. A lot of people think it will not affect the investigation going forward, but I wonder about that. But this is the big question. Deshaun Watson knows full well what happened in those rooms, the 66 rooms, the 24 women that have come forward with these suits, and now he decides to settle. Most people are saying, why didn't he settle about a year ago? Nothing has changed in what happened in those rooms.
Well, I could answer that.
It was going to cost him money no matter what.
Yeah, but,
how much
changed?
How much more money has it cost him by waiting this long?
Okay, but what changed? What was the big event? I already said it. He signed the richest contract, all fully guaranteed in NFL history. The biggest contract ever. That's what's changed. You don't think the price tag didn't go up? Well, yeah, but so did his bank account. And I'm sure they got a significant bump in, hey, okay, here's the new number. Now we need you to sign that confidential agreement. Because my guess is that the number that would have been out there a year ago to the compared to the number of what they just settled on, probably I'm going to say there's some more zeros attached to that number. Because he signed the richest contract in NFL history, fully guaranteed. Which is why a lot of people say it's absurd and are ticked at the Browns. Like, really? That's what changed.
But I think in retrospect, if he ever hoped that he would, you know, get back into a starting role on a new team, he had to know that this couldn't be sitting out there. And so if he's willing to settle now, why wasn't he willing to settle before? He knew what happened in those rooms.
Because if he was offering them $100,000 back then, he could now give them all $1 million. That's $24 million. And again, in the grand scheme of what he just signed with the Browns, doesn't matter. I get it. $24 million is $24 million. But when you think about what did he sign for, $260 guaranteed? It's not a big deal.
Well, it's
that's 10 times more than he probably offered them. And I'm just throwing out numbers. I have no idea. It's 10 times the offer, let's say, a year ago.
Well, what I'm curious, too, just the end price tag once this is all over, how much in legal fees and payouts and the civil suits is this going to cost him? It's a huge amount.
Yeah, well, he should feel it.
Yes, but he could have saved himself about a year of legal fees if he'd have just sort of admitted wrongdoing. At the forefront, this has been going on for a long, long time.
Well,
so and John McClain said as much. I think the last time he came on here, and now it's not only cost him whatever he just paid out for these 20 women, he's still got to deal with the other four, and he's likely going to get suspended for a significant amount of time. I think he could have tackled all this during last season, so his lack of responsibility or lack of accountability for just saying, you know what, this is my bad. I was in the wrong here, and I need to address this. And he's waited, and it's going to cost him further. I think that's how I see it now, just being in total denial of how in the wrong he has been from the start, because he's still as recently as last week was saying he didn't do anything wrong. Which was never the case.
Well, that is probably the other layer to this, Willie. You know, a lot of these guys, they have humongous egos. They think they're invincible. And he probably never dreamed. He was gambling that it would never, ever get to this point. Either go away or it just wouldn't. And then realizes there's a real sports that comes out. They're not going away. There's more women coming to the. By the way, if it's at least 66. He may right now be going, thank goodness it's only 24, right? Like, as crazy as that sounds, he may be in the camp of, whew, only 24, okay, good. So my guess is what's changed is he probably never dreamed that it would get to this point. He never, and it just got worse and worse and worse, and then he realized it's not going away, and if I keep waiting, it may continue to get worse. So, hey, let's fix this now.
Now, here's the other part. Now that there is an admission of guilt to some degree, he's settled with these clients. Does that influence the discipline if and when it does come down? I assume that at some point there will be discipline. Maybe I shouldn't assume. But the NFL is going to render a decision here on their investigation. Does it influence Roger Goodell that he has now come forth to say, yes, I'm in the wrong. I've got to pay these women.
Or do
you think the punishment would have been the punishment either way?
I think
based on what they found. Because one of the things we saw in that real sports was they kind of implied, they didn't imply, they said it directly. The investigation was a farce. They were only partial in who they interviewed, the depth of the interviews. They were careful. They didn't want to know. In a lot of cases, was the theme that we got. So what does the investigation find?
I think it's. I don't think the results with the NFL were going to change, no matter what. I think, And that's another one. I think they've been kind of waiting for more. And the more this gets worse, I think it's going to prompt them to do something here, I would think, pretty soon. I think that, and it's only fair. I think the Browns need to know, like, what do they have going into
right.
this season, it was,
but
right?
The Browns signed up for this. So, they probably aren't worried about the Browns. They did release a statement saying that today's development does not affect the investigation, the process, the CBA, all of that. But I don't
surprised.
Know if I – I mean, but they're human, right? They see this. They're aware of this.
I'll grant you that. All right, tell everybody about Loan Pronto.
All right, let's talk Loan Pronto. The credit card interest rates are going up. It's no secret. So if you're in that boat and you've been trying to overcome that month by month, home equity lines and car loans, they're costing you a lot of money. But there's a way that you can lower your overall monthly payments by as much as $800 a month and say goodbye to the 23% rates. Loan Pronto, the fast, easy home refi. Loan Pronto can help unlock that home's equity, get cash out on a great low rate, so you can pay off the high interest debt and stop the madness. It's a good financial strategy. Loan Pronto can tap that home equity as fast as 2 weeks and give you a check for 50, 60, 70 grand or more. Pay off the credit cards, pay off your car, pay off other high interest debt, and just have one lower monthly payment. On the average, the clients for Loan Pronto who do this see monthly savings of $800 to $900 per month. So this is a really good strategy. Look into it now by calling Loan Pronto. Unlock that equity and wipe out the bad debt. 615-499-5780. 615-499-5780 or go to loanpronto.com. That's 615-499-5780. Equal housing lender, NMLS 166-1781. Subject to lender approval.
Tim Hasselbeck coming up at high noon. Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. Chris in Lewisburg on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com says, I'm certainly not defending Deshaun Watson, but I'm pointing out the double standard of owners caught in similar acts like Robert Kraft and Daniel Snyder and being swept under the rug. Chris, I would say to you, I don't disagree at all, but I mean, who's kidding who? If let's just call a spade a spade. Who does Roger Goodell get paid by? Who does he report to? Who are his bosses, 32 of them? The owners. And is it right? No. Is it fair? No. I don't disagree with what you're saying, but you also look at, Roger Goodell's made about $500 million as the NFL commissioner, and those people that you mentioned are the people who sign his paychecks. So are we really surprised by that? I'm not. But I think what you say is fair and on point. Jeff on our text line. Wes said, this is a good point. If he had settled earlier, Willie, I think to your question, maybe the Browns might not have signed him because settling makes him look guilty by default. Look, that is, again, another really good statement. Were the Browns really concerned about his guilt or innocence? Do you really think they were going, I bet this is probably all made up? I mean, I guess the question I have is, if you've listened to the accounts, if you've watched the Real Sports, I don't think they really cared one way or the other. I think they just were enamored by his play on the field, and they wanted a franchise quarterback in the prime of his career. I don't think they cared one way or the other.
Well, they jumped at the chance once he was deemed to have been cleared from any criminal wrongdoing. He wasn't cleared from the civil wrongdoing, but the Browns saw enough. Once they saw there was going to be no criminal charges, that's when they thought, well, let's go ahead and make the move.
Because we
talked
about
that,
right?
So they saw what they wanted to see.
Yes, that's right.
So whatever investigating they did, they either looked the other way or didn't look very deep or saw everything and said, you know what? There won't be any criminal charges. He's not going to be in jail. And so let's do this. And gave up a ton to get him. So time will tell whether that investment will be worth it for them. But I still stand by today's thing. I think he should have settled this a long, long time ago. Now, maybe he wouldn't be on the Browns. Maybe he'd be on the Dolphins if he had done that. Because that's what a lot of people are saying, and that's what John McClain, I think, was telling us.
He was hinting at that.
He was saying that it was all but done. If he'd have just found a way to have some closure to this with some settlements and admitted wrongdoing earlier, he could have been further along in the process, so much so that he might have even played some last year for the Dolphins or served a suspension last year so that he might be ready to start fresh this year and have all of this behind him. But everything has been delayed because he's waited and tried to hold out and say he didn't do anything wrong.
Yep. Jeff on our text line said, wouldn't it have been interesting if the Browns were able to get out of the contract with Watson due to withholding information, but a settlement with all the plaintiffs and legal fees stand? Again, I think you put it well. You just put that out there well. They saw what they wanted to see. That's it. They were not going to look. If they had a sense in their peripheral vision that something was over to the left, they were not going to turn to the left, if you know what I mean. They weren't looking that hard. I think they had made up their mind that I think the biggest thing they probably talked about behind the scenes is, are we prepared to handle the pushback, right, the blowback by this signing? Can we handle that as an organization? Is our group prepared to handle all of that, everything that will come with that? And if the answer is yes, okay, then we're moving forward. That's what it feels like to me. You feel differently?
No, but you know what's usually – we said this right at the outset when they made this deal, that usually when a team takes a big risk on a guy that's had something similar to this in some form, in other words, his reputation is in question, he's got baggage, all of this stuff, what usually happens? You get him on the cheap. Not
right.
Only are they taking on all of the baggage and all of the issues here, but they paid an enormous sum to get him. So he's going to have to play out of his mind to make it worth their while down the road.
Well, I think a lot of people would say they overpaid considering
the circumstances,
yes. Right?
I think so. There's a lot of contracts. Remember that there was the closer a few years ago. Of course, we'll use the Astros because they always seem to be the bad guys. Roberto Osuna had a very public domestic violence case in Canada, and he was suspended by the Blue Jays. He was sitting on the sideline. He'll never play. The Astros decided, hey, let's buy low, and they got him for a bargain price. He ended up playing a big role in the postseason for them. Can't remember if it was the year that they won the World Series or not, but he ended up playing key games for the stretch run for them. Evander Kane, an enormous amount of baggage for the Sharks. Fired by his team. We never want to see him again. We don't want him here. It still isn't resolved. He's got to go back and have a hearing. He might have to get returned to the Sharks before it's all over. But during the time where he was out there for the taking, the Oilers took him. And they got him for a huge bargain. And it worked for him.
It did.
Right? The Browns didn't get a bargain.
They did not. We'll come back. Tim Hasselbeck to begin the third hour of the program. We'll get into all this and more with him. Looking forward to that conversation. But right now, let's go caller 8. Caller 8, 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Elijah Campbell will be standing by at our Hillside Medical Game studio. Lucky caller 8 will go to see Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett at Nissan Stadium on June 30th. Great prize. Let me talk to you about my friends at Cool Springs MD. You know, you've heard me talking about them for years because they've been helping me for years become healthier and happier. They've improved my quality of life, and they can do the same for you. It's a state-of-the-art facility there in Cool Springs at 1642 Westgate Circle. And whether it's weight loss management, which is important to them and should be important to you, especially this time of year, right? Going to the pool, going to the lake, going to the beach. Maybe you would like to get rid of those unwanted pounds. Well, they've got programs and products and people that can get you back on track and headed in the right direction. Rejuvenation, your appearance is important, but man, is it challenging as we age. Well, their experienced staff would love to talk to you about PRP, hair removal, Botox, and finally, hormone therapy. Have you been feeling off lately? Have you not felt yourself? Have you not had the same drive, the same energy? had your levels checked? Do you realize they go down as you get older? That can affect you in a lot of areas. They can discuss BHRT, testosterone, estrogen. These are just some of the things they do under one roof. If you want to learn everything about them, you can go to their website, coolspringsmd.com, or you can always pick up the phone and schedule an appointment or a consultation by dialing this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291.